Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1276 in the writing. It's shiur number 428. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the various different items, which one might have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal, or which one would not have to make a bracha in the middle of the meal. Okay, so the subject of cake and cookies, okay, cake and cookies, which are made up of one of the five grains, for example, wheat, oats, spelt, so on, are eaten during the meal, that we're going to discuss at a later time. That's a little bit more complicated, and we have to see the ins and outs. It depends how it's made. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but be it as it may, sometimes you do have cake and cookies, which are made up of different types of flours, not one of the five grains. For example, you have something called almond flour, right? You have something called rice flour, you have something called corn flour, potato starch, these type of things, and many times cookies are made up of these items. So if one eats cookies which is made up of other types of flour, for example, the almond flour, the corn flour, potato starch, rice flour, let's say, but the rice flour, I do want to mention, is a mezonos, you have to be careful, then a bracha would be required if it's eaten as a dessert. But let's say I eat a cookie that's made out of almond flour without the wheat. We're talking about without the wheat. Now, this is plain almond flour, or a cookie that's made out of plain corn flour, to some people that are, you know, gluten-free or allergic to wheat and these type of things. So they'll eat something made out of purely corn flour, purely almond flour. I myself, I eat many times items made out of purely almond flour, and the bracha will be a shahakol. So you want to keep that in mind. In those items, I know that what I eat, the almond flour cookies and cakes, there's no wheat mixed in. It's just plain almond flour with honey, whatever. So, but the same thing would apply to corn flour, potato starch. If you have no wheat mixed in, so then the bracha would be a shahakol. So just like regular cake, if it's eaten for satiation or fulfillment during the course of the meal, then a bracha is not required. If you're going to eat it during the course of the meal, eat these cookies and cake, and you're eating it mamish like to satiate yourself as for sustenance. I'm not eating it as a dessert. I'm eating it as part of the meal. I mean, this is what I'm eating to fill me up. Or if it's a side dish, somehow sometimes it comes as a side dish. We've spoken about in the past as far as a little pie or something like that as a side dish to the main dish. So then no bracha would be made. So just like regular cake, if eaten for satiation or fulfillment during the course of the meal, then the bracha would not be required. It's important to note, though, that rice flour, again, we want to keep in mind, rice flour requires a bracha of mezonos when it's made into cake and cookies. So that's an important thing. So when you're making a bracha on something of rice flour, then it's regular mezonos, right? Let's say even regular without a meal, I just eat plain something, a cookie made out of rice flour, you have to make a mezonos. People, I think, are not aware of that. They put it into the same category as corn flour, potato starch, and almond flour, but it's not. Rice flour is brought down to Shulchan Aruch that it would be a mezonos. So it's important to note that rice flour requires mezonos when it's made into cake and cookies. If it's being eaten during the meal, there's no after bracha, of course, like we've been talking about, as it's covered by the benching. All these items, even though you might have to make a bracha before for dessert and so on, but still a after bracha would not be made. If it's eaten outside of a meal, then the after bracha is bar nefashas, right? It goes without saying, a cookie made out of almond flour, out of potato starch, and even out of rice flour. Again, rice flour is mezonos, but the after bracha would be a bar nefashas as long as you ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras under a 4-minute period. And it's not during the meal. If it's during the meal, so then it's covered, and it's a case where you ate it for dessert and so on, then you would have to make a bracha before, but not a bracha after. But if you eat it not during the meal, so then all these things will require, including the rice flour, which is mezonos, would require a bar in a fushos afterwards if one ate a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, a kezayis under a 4-minute period. Cakes and cookies, which are made from potato starch, corn flour, almond flour, all require a bracha of shehakol. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay, we'll stop it. Just real quickly to sum up again from the Sefer Guidelines. All this is brought down in the Sefer Guidelines, page 322. Again, in all these items that we mentioned in today's shiur, We're not getting into where it's made out of wheat, but the items we mentioned today, shir, plain and simple, if it's a bracha is required if they're eaten as a dessert, if they're eaten to satiate as sort of part of the meal, right? Not sort of, but part of the meal, a bracha would not be required. If this is what I'm eating to fill me up, then a bracha would not be required on those items, but if it's eaten as a bracha is required when it's eaten as a dessert. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.